The Life of Christ in Stereo. Four inspired voices testify as one. Based on the book, The Life of Christ in Stereo, available in literary English, in modern English, and as an Android telephone app. Session 3, Chapter 5, Sections 26 through 35. Discuss together. What did you learn that was helpful? What did you read that was important? What questions do you have about what you read? The Gospels are a kind of biography, respecting many of the requirements of scientific historical study. Ethnographers and biographers must record and report the span of time, dates, periods, eras, the space in which events occurred, places, regions, and countries, the societies, individuals, groups, and ethnic communities they're describing, and their sources, persons, documents, evidence, and deductions. Thus, we pay attention to the map and the regions which are described in the text. For example, Judea province, Samaria province, and Galilee province, and Jesus' movements from one province into another. In this chapter in Galilee, Jesus visits the city of Cana, Nazareth, and Capernaum. From Judea, he came straight to Cana, bypassing Nazareth, before returning there, and then proceeding into Capernaum. In section 26, we read,
Now there was a certain court officer in Capernaum, whose son was sick. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea into Galilee, he journeyed to him, and besought him to come down and restore his son, for he was about to die.
This court official likely worked under Herod Antipas, who was Tetrarch, from about 1 BC until AD 39. And in section 26 we read,
Jesus said therefore to him, Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will not at all believe. The court officer said to him, Sir, do come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, Go, your son is living.
There is no important difference between signs and wonders. This is a Greek linguistic device, which the Greeks themselves called hendiades, using two words to describe a single idea. Signs and wonders are wondrous signs or miracles. And then in section 27 we read,
Then came he to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he stood up to read the prophet Isaiah, and when he had unrolled the scroll, he found the place where it was written.
The synagogue was where Jews read, discussed, and taught the Older Testament scriptures.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because of this he has anointed me, to publish glad news to the lowly has he sent me, to restore those broken in heart, to proclaim deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind.
When Isaiah talked about an anointed one, that Hebrew word was translated into Greek to form the noun Christ, which is translated from the Hebrew for Messiah.
And he began to speak to them, Today has this scripture been fulfilled, in the things of which you have heard. Verily I say to you, that no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. They rose up and thrust him out of the city, but he went his way.
When Jesus said the things you heard about, he was referring to the miracles that he had performed in other towns. In section 28 we read,
And leaving Nazareth, he went down and dwelt at Capernaum. From that time Jesus began to preach, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has drawn near. Repent, and believe the glad news, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
The kingdom was at hand. Jesus, the Messiah, was offering the kingdom of God to Israel. Will they accept? Scripture says, You have been set free from sin, and you are God's slaves. This will make you holy and will lead you to eternal life. Sin pays off with death, but God's gift is eternal life given by Jesus Christ our Lord. To receive eternal life, we must abandon our disbelief or be lost forever. But if we will repent and believe the good news, be baptized, and begin obeying Jesus Christ, this will lead to resurrection from death into everlasting life in the coming kingdom of God. Now, both John and Jesus taught people how to repent. For our part, we must admit to God our past sins, that is, the important ones. We then speak or confess our faith in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. And then Christians baptize us with water. Then God will do His part. He will forgive us everything we ever did. He will give us His Holy Spirit, who will enable us to lead a new life. Now, Scripture identifies 5 kinds of sins that could cost us our soul in hell forever. These include disbelief by following a false religion, denying the reality of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, or the practice of sorcery, which includes not only magic, but illicit drug trafficking. Thirdly, murder, that is, every kind of forbidden, willful killing of other human beings. And immorality, that is, having had forbidden sex without repenting. And then theft, not only robbery, but every kind of fraud, including cruel slavery. However, these sins do not include your bad habits, or that which you did by accident, or through ignorance, or of which you were yourself an innocent victim. In section 29, we read,
"Now as he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were commercial fishermen. And Jesus said to them, 'Come, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men.' And immediately they left their nets and followed him."
And in section 30,
"There was in their synagogue a man possessed with the spirit of an unclean demon, and it cried out with a loud voice. But Jesus rebuked it, saying, 'Be quiet, and come out of him.' He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him."
Since spirits must obey the Lord Jesus Christ, we Christians can rebuke evil spirits by Jesus' authority. In section 31, we read,
"And the crowds were looking for him, and came upon him and attempted to stay him from leaving them. But he said to them, 'I must preach the glad news, the kingdom of God, to the other cities also. It is for this that I have been sent forth.'"
Jesus talked about the kingdom of God because the king was there offering them the kingdom. In section 32, we read,
"He said to Simon, 'Launch out to where it is deep, and let down your nets for a catch.' They enclosed a huge number of fish. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord.' Fear not, you will henceforth catch men."
And in section 33,
"A man who was full of leprosy came to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down, he fell on his face and worshipped, saying, 'Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.' And Jesus, moved with compassion, reached out his hand and touched him, saying to him, 'I am willing, be cleansed.'"
Then in section 34,
"Seeing their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Take courage, young man, your sins are forgiven you.' That you may know that the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sins, I say to you, arise, and take up your pallet and go home."
Now, how does one see faith? Only by someone's actions. What must we do? From these words of Jesus, which we have read or which we have heard, try to reply to these 4 queries. What will you abandon? Stop doing. Then, what will you believe? Trust as true. Thirdly, what will you receive? And fourthly, what will you obey? What command of Jesus should you begin practicing? For our next session, your assignment is to visit the website locis, L-O-C-I-S, dot site, S-I-T-E. Then read or listen to chapter 6 in the book Life of Christ in Stereo, sections 38 through 41. Take notes and be ready to share your insights, queries, and objections at our next meeting.